This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right. This is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from the Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
It is episode number 237 of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. We are right here at 1600 Buck Slayer Place, the beautiful Buckatorium, lovely Sherrard, Illinois. Couldn't think of any other place I could be, although I could be moving here any day. Who knows? I am Steve.
Oh boy.
And here is Kurt.
Hey.
Eric.
Howdy.
Doug.
What's up?
Tank intern Tank.
How's it going?
What's up, boys?
How you know?
A wonderful day.
Living the life, man.
Hell yeah.
Hey, way to suck the energy out of the room, huh? What's up? What the hell, dude?
You guys are being a Debbie Downer right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, we're just cutting up, man, having a good time. We had a great time this weekend, well, for most of it. And then, yeah, we were up at the Deer Fest in West Bend, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome time. Highly suggest you guys go next year because that'll be the 10-year anniversary.
I guess.
No idea, man, but we'll plan ahead a little more.
Yeah.
Because we kind of just like decided we were going, like, for sure.
3 days before.
Yeah, just to go. But it was fun. It's cool to see. People in Wisconsin are good people. Good beer.
A lot of meat good and food. Cheese up
so
there.
So you got to eat some cheese curds or something?
I ate zero cheese curds.
What? Zero?
Zero? Mm-hmm.
So you don't like cheese. He's a freaking communist.
Not bro.
Yeah, you're an
cheese.
Idiot.
No.
So stupid.
Hate cheese.
Hey, you got a veteran shout out? You can just
I do.
Launch off the episode, right?
I'll go ahead and this sorry, is actually
we're moving a little slow. We're out of beer.
We are, dude. We have not drank. I'm drinking warm beer that's been out here for a week.
God. Yeah, you're a savage.
You are a savage.
Dude,
you
this
can drink warm beer, but you can't have Kurt cheese curds.
Yeah, bro.
You have a problem.
Get on my level, man. So this is kind of cool. A listener of ours sent it in. This is going to be the vet shout out. The guy's name was Clifford Howard. Here's what he wanted to say. He said, I want to ask you a favor with a brief direct lineage vet shout out. He said, so I tried buttering you up with a favor with a spoken word WCB tribute poem. So his vets are as follows. He's got David John Howard, U.S. Army, served in Vietnam. That's his grandfather. Paul John Howard, career U.S. Navy, World War II Purple Heart recipient. his great-grandfather, who served with his uncle, Eddie Dundanjowski. I apologize for butchering that. He's also a career U.S. Navy in World War II. It goes on. This guy, see, this guy has a long lineage. Henry John Howard, great-great-great-great-grandfather, who's a Union soldier, so he's on the winning side, fought with both his two brothers in the Civil War, was shot after losing one brother in battle, was honorably discharged and reinstated as Secret Service, was captured as a POW when General Grant ordered his release with a public statement declaring, "Let Henry Howard go or he'll kill three Confederate soldiers." So the guy's got that's quite a history. So he goes on to say, "My family service means the world to me. So even though it's a lot, I had to check. Thank you very much." He wrote a poem for us.
Yeah, you got to read it. It's good.
And I'm going to go ahead and read this because it was very cool. Meant a lot that he took the time to do this here. So, "A finger on the release, with a bowstring tucked to the cheek, representing working class bow hunters here on WCB. A group of apex predators, when the Orange Army's unleashed, they re-termed the running gun with hang and bang. I mean, geez. They're climbing in the blood sport ladder as podcasters to be, with the perfect mix of bullshitting and tips for sitting in trees. Prepping us all to double lung, the Pope and Young of our dreams. You know that one that got away, we scout, name but don't see, till the final closing day." Sorry, I can't read poems well.
That was terrible.
Let him finish it.
Gone again September 15th. "But this year, been building the skills that we need. We learned to crush our scent and to keep our ritual elite. How to respect the game, but also make the game respect we. So when we V-line to get down like we're some migrating geese. And to get that trophy on the wall, it's all thanks to WCB." And it goes on. "Unless I drank too much hen dog and came up short on my lease. If that happens to be the case, the one in thanking is Steve."
That's pretty awesome.
That was pretty cool, man.
We'll post that online so people can read that. That's really cool. For someone to take the time out of their day to do that, it is awesome. So thanks, Clifford. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I apologize. I'm not a very good reader.
Now you're good, man. You're barely getting by, but you're doing great.
Yeah,
that was like third grade level. I can't talk, so here I am.
For being a stand-up comedian, you didn't really get the punchline.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's one of those things I should have read and practiced it a couple times, but like once you read it out loud, you get the flow of it. But that was very cool, Clifford. Thank everyone in your family for their service to this country. Thank you for that poem. It means a lot to us that you would reach out and do that. So.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Well, let's get on with the episode. So we don't really have a guest. Well, we don't have a guest, which is kind of cool. Sometimes these are nice.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't got to bullshit just us on the podcast for a while, and now let's tear into it. So
we're proudly brought to you exclusively by Scent Crusher. So they're sponsoring an episode about nothing today.
Yeah, so that's sometimes we got to do these, you know?
Yeah.
This is a new segment right here.
Yeah.
We launched that officially this week. Scent Crusher is the official title sponsor for the podcast. And people are like, what does that mean? They are the main sponsor for the show. Super thankful for that. They've supported us a lot. And you want to adjust your headset there again, Doug? Or you want to just fuck that up?
Yeah, we're good.
Hey, why don't you touch the part that makes noise?
Yeah. One sec. But no, we're super thankful for Scent Crusher and that whole family. We should be getting our new Scent Crusher stuff any day now. Really looking forward to that and putting it to work. But thanks to everyone at Scent Crusher, Rubline Marketing, for making that happen. And awesome team here. Also, we'll save this one for the last. But HHA, we tried to record a carbon episode at the HHA booth at Deer Fest. We'll see how it works. There's a lot of distractions going on there, but we'll try to make it work. Scott Bakken talked about, I don't want to give it away, talked about some cool stuff that he did, and we're loving our HHA stuff. Tank just joined the HHA family.
Yep, sure did. Love it.
Welcome to the dark side, my friend.
I love it.
Welcome.
The dark side.
Elite Archery. I'm sure you guys saw. What?
I said, oh boy, let's talk about this.
I thought you said, oh wait. Elite Archery, if you follow us online, you saw what they were oh man, I didn't even know where to start with this. They basically made us our own special edition Elite Rituals, and we talked about it a little bit when Larry McCoy was on, but we didn't really go into detail. And Jeff Southall is the graphic designer for the Outdoor Group, and you know, Larry McCoy, and just all the great people at the Outdoor Group and Elite and that amazing family. They talked to us months ago about possibly doing something like this, and well, actually they told us they were doing it.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the prank a little bit?
We talked about it with Larry.
Yeah, and Larry thought it was the funniest shit ever.
Right.
We'll talk about this more in detail when we have Jeff on a podcast here soon. But for now, I don't want to talk about all the inside and all the stuff. Maybe we can leak some of those, like, those joke mock-ups and stuff. I'd have to check with them before we do that.
It's been so hard to keep it under wraps, though, because we've known about it for
a while.
January. Yeah.
We went through like 7 or 8 designs, and they were all badass. And we went back and forth on what we wanted to go with. And the design is, you know, that's the final design that you saw that we went with. And they're just amazing. I think there's 6 of them in existence. Elite has one. Me, Steve, Eric, Doug, and my dad have the other ones. And it's cool because they're all a little different how the pattern lays on the riser.
Yep.
So each one's unique. So it's it's just like the coolest thing ever, man. It's got to be the coolest ball I've ever seen.
It looks so cool.
It doesn't do it. You have to see it in person.
You do.
Yeah, it's not us, you know, just saying, hey, dude, it's because our logo's all over it. But the way that he was able to blend the colors and the pattern he set up. And it's crazy. Wait till he talks about how they do it. But, yeah, you just – the way it all lines up and the way it all kind of blends together, who would have thought putting green and black on a bow like that would work that well? But, dude, it looks so sexy.
Flow green strings.
So sexy.
String helps it all, too.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. We're going to post –
makes it pop.
We're going to post more pictures as time goes on, shooting and all that. But we got all the stuff on our Facebook and Instagram. So if you want to check that out, there's a unboxing video – and a couple photos on there, but we're gonna, you know, hopefully kill some critters with it, and we'll show them off in detail. And man, it's just amazing. I can't really even believe it.
Dude, Jordan didn't share any of the stupid pictures that we were taking of us waving at children, is he?
No, way to make it sound really weird.
Yeah, you have to say that.
I don't even know what's going on, but that sounds super weird.
We were down at Ross's, and he was setting up the bows, and but we kind of just were like, hey, here's like a shitload of bows. Can you set them up? And he handled business, and they were all loving him, man. It just looks so good to see those bows sitting there on a press, and we're like,
yeah,
that
was
shit,
awesome.
Dude,
Jordan made it. Man, he's good at what he does, man. Yeah. And he's got a cool project and company coming out called Combination Creative, and he's got a real unique thing. We'll do an episode on it and talk about it in more detail. But for everyone that's wanting to get production work done, he's got something for everyone. He's doing like an a la carte type system for video production, which I think video, imagery, logos, and all that stuff. And you can kind of add things to your cart on what you want, so you can completely customize. It's going to be a simplified version of how things are done. And that more to come on that, but it's just something really cool to look out for. He also helped us. I sent him a rough mock-up on what I wanted, and he made it. He basically took my shit design and made it awesome for the Hang and Bang tee,
which is available for pre-order right now. Go to workingclassbowhunter.com.
Limited edition.
Yeah. Limited.
Once the pre-order's done and those orders are in, that's it. So you got two weeks. We'll call it 2 weeks from this episode. We'll give you a couple of days. If you don't get them in, they're not coming back. So
you're not hanging and banging.
You're not hanging and banging. You weren't ready.
You ain't ready for the hang and bang life.
You're running and gunning out there. So. Yeah.
Dude, if you don't hang and bang, then you get banged and hang. No, that doesn't work.
Doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you miss out on that pre-order, it's done after that. On to the next one. So, yeah, look out for that. Get on there. Order your shirt. What else, man? Scent Crusher talked about that. The Elite Bow, that's super exciting. Victory Arrows is now on board with us. So we all shot Victory Arrows anyway, so it's even cooler that they want to work with us. You didn't?
No.
What did you shoot before? I don't talk about it. I don't care.
Victory Arrows, but now I do.
And then also another announcement. We're just banging out the announcements on this one.
It's a new segment.
This is the new segment of the show. Hunter's Blend is coffee is the official coffee of the Working Class Bowhunter podcast. So when you wake up and you need to get your morning started off right.
Everyone talks about how good it is. I'm going to have to try some.
Did you have any last time?
No.
Who hated coffee? You said, I'm not a big coffee fan. Is that you?
I'm not a big coffee fan, but I'll give it a whirl.
I thought that iced coffee you let me try wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I drank
it. Hey, what about Barry, the guys who just hopped on, by the way?
I'm a coffee drinker,
great,
though.
Great project. Ah, fuck coffee.
Dude, I drink the shit out of that coffee.
I'm not a big coffee drinker.
I saved my last bag that I had because I on reserve. I'll just drink it all really fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's awesome. Now I can drink it at my leisure whenever I want, however often I want.
Yeah, that's right. What you want to do when you're relaxing, drink a shitload of coffee.
That's right, man. I'll get more shit. This podcast is about to take off now. I got that motivation in me. But, yeah, super thankful for everyone we work with. You know, if we didn't like the stuff that our partners and sponsors, everything make, or we didn't like the people behind it, we wouldn't just have sponsors to have sponsors because, to be honest, otherwise it's just a pain in the ass to have to talk about if you don't like what they do.
Yeah. But it depends on how much money they pay us, because then we talk about whatever the hell you want. Oh, yeah, Dale's used bows and used cars? Yeah, hell yeah, great guy.
Get your teeth whitener.
Great guy.
Shit works.
Yeah, he's got that Instagram dumb. Huntress teeth whitener gimmick going on.
Look at me with my dumbass mouthpiece.
But no, I mean, moving into just talking about the bow, I'm so jacked for that ritual, man. It's, dude, Tank was there and I first shot it, and I'm like, dude, it's so good. It's such a good shooting bow. Like, take our logo off it and just put another color on it. You know, it's any
still
bow.
Still a badass bow.
It's badass, man. The shootability of it is incredible.
I can't wait to get mine set up this weekend.
It doesn't need vibration dampeners, man.
That's it's nuts. So
I was shooting it in a machine shed, you know, where it's all echoey when you shoot, and it's still quiet. It's really impressive.
It is really quiet. And I was shooting good groups just trying to get it sighted in.
Yeah. I'm excited, man. I'm shooting 125 grain head, so I got some on order. I didn't have them before, and then I'm going to shoot Viper Tricks for elk coming up. So that's, like, the pressure coming up. I feel so stressed out. Like, we have, like, these announcements hit this week and put the pre-order up.
We're leaving a week before you are.
Yeah, you are.
We have 3 weeks.
So the pressure's on us,
nice
too.
Thing about you guys when you go to Nebraska is, like, you kind of have your, like, you can leisure a little bit. Like, if you're at camp, you can shoot and practice and all that. Like, I'm going to be on a mountain. Like, I don't really have, like, that. You know what I mean? You got bow experts there.
So what you're saying is you're not going to pack your target in with you?
Yeah, I was about to say, dude.
You know, I thought about bringing a small one just in case, like, when you get there or something, like, launch a couple off at camp. Because you never know.
Just bring one of those little gophers.
Yeah.
Well, I got that small broadforce target.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I might bring that.
Put one of those some bitches in your pack.
You could also
do
it to where, like, after a day of hunting, just make sure you didn't knock your bow on something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we're going to truck camp and mountain camp, too, so when we truck camp, I can throw that in the truck.
Yeah.
We're talking about renting a small enclosed trailer just to take up there to throw, and if worse comes worse, we can sleep in it.
Yeah.
But throw the gear in, throw all our coolers in there, because that or we get a topper, and I don't think you can just rent toppers.
No, just buy one, homie.
Yeah, dude. It's probably going to be cheaper to just buy one. What, $400?
Oh, no.
What?
What?
Like a color matched one? They're like $1,200.
Nah, that on the cheap end.
Around $1,200.
Bullshit, dude.
$1,400?
Yeah.
For a topper?
Yeah.
The hell out of here, dude.
I would get a nice one. You don't get a shitty old grandpa one.
Yeah, like you do.
Made out of tin.
Yeah, that white one with the two little slot windows.
What's a good topper brand?
All right, let's look it up.
Yeah, I don't
it
even
starts
know.
With an Lear. S. Look up truck toppers.
Yeah.
Tipper?
Is it Lear?
Tipper?
Lear, yeah.
Truck toppers. Here we go. Chevy Silverado. Way to put the year.
Dude, I bet you they're $2,000.
No. Pay $2,000 to look like a nerd? Get the fuck out of here with that.
Here's one for your body style truck was $800. If I got one paint
matched, that would collapse my truck, bro. Mm-hmm. Dude, if I put that thing on there. All right, will it fit?
Will it fit?
Mid-sized trucks. Man, that's kind of actually a clean-looking topper.
Let's just say...
get that tall
get
one so you can...
The 122.
Dude, one of those tall ones would be sweet.
Dude, yeah, it would.
Anyway,
you're
no, one,
a
no one can
mileage.
See these.
I wonder if it probably doesn't give you a price on it.
Ask your zip code. No, how about give me the cheapest zip code? Like, what? Where do I got to go to get this cheap? There we go. All
right, toppers. I mean, I don't know. I thought about getting one, but it's just more money you got to spend before your hunt, you know?
What are you filling out an application for this, dude?
I got to know what truck I have.
They are nice, though. Toppers are super convenient for hunting and shit.
I guess a topper. It's like, dude, when you go to AutoZone, it's like, hey, man, I'm looking for headlights. All right, your truck.
What size bed do we have? 6'6"?
Yeah.
8 foot?
No.
Yeah,
no.
You don't have an 8 foot bed.
I don't know. Fuck. Ease up.
Jesus. Jeff, calm down.
Ease up. Coming from guns high.
All right, well,
so
yeah.
Many options.
Yeah. Dude, is that an F-150? Wow. Oh, no, it's a Chevy. I thought a couple of over there. All right, what is this?
Don't tell the price. I did all that shit.
Imagine that.
It doesn't tell a price?
Welcome to the internet.
No, wait. What options can you get? What options do you get with a topper?
They're expensive. You get a ton, man. Like windows and how they open, slide windows on the side. Yeah. Damn, you don't know shit about trucks.
Dude,
or
why? No, toppers only.
Dash mat.
Toppers only came in one color, and that was white. Whatever truck you had, you put a white topper on there, and it had a ladder rack on it, maybe.
It's not 1994 anymore, man.
And, dude, it I remember my grandpa had this one. Dude, this topper, like, the thing never, like, you could never close the window, so, dude, that fucker would be smacking. One day he was driving down the road, dude, he hit a bump, and that thing shattered.
Oh, yeah.
Never replaced it.
In other news.
Never replaced it.
What are you guys doing to get ready? I mean, you guys are feeling the time crunch, too, like I am.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty much ready, I think. I just want to get my bow set up and start shooting the damn thing.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It's it seems like every weekend. I mean, I'm shot. I got no weekends left until I leave for my elk hunt. Like, there's people like, oh, yeah, let's do this week. I'm like, I wish I could, but I can't. I don't have any fucking time.
Yeah, because you got to worry about your lease now and...
Yeah, I'm hanging stands on my lease. If I already had stands hung up on the lease and stuff, and I didn't have to switch from one property to another, I'd have a couple weekends. But I got a bachelor party got thrown in there, and that's the thing. Like, people are like, hey, can we get on an episode? I'm like, I can't. We're shot. We did this one no guest because we can't do a guest every episode. But you know, certain episodes we're booked out already till December, mid December.
Damn.
It's crazy. It's a good and a bad thing, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's growth and it's good. It's also
busy.
I want to get to the point where we're week by week so we can just jump up and be like, hey, let's do a podcast about this.
That'd be nice.
You know, October's in there. Like, we have some open weeks in October, but a lot of those get filled with, like, our season, what's happening week by week. And that's, I like to do that during, September, we're going to have a ton of content after our hunts. We plan on podcasting on the mountain.
Yep.
We're going to podcast in camp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's, you know, we're going to have some fun episodes there, some legitimate hunting camp episodes, which that's always a good time to record.
Yeah, shit might get a little wild.
What's your guys' goal? I know we talked about this a little bit, but, like, you guys are going to be whitetail and mule deer, and then is that your options?
Yep. So in Nebraska, it's a deer tag, so you can shoot a muley or a whitetail while you're there.
Yeah, either or tag.
And the way it sounds, like, we'll be hunting muleys in the morning and then tree stand hunting in the evening.
For
whitetails.
Are you going for whatever you get an opportunity at first?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
yeah,
velvet?
Well, they said that second week is kind of iffy because they can, some of them might still be in velvet, but that's about the time they're dropping. So,
yeah, you might get like a half, velvet peeling off. Oh, you still could get one, though.
That'd be sick.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dude, if a whitetail velvet comes in,
so is there a minimum? For that, you better check. There's a minimum size that.
I don't know yet. They didn't say anything about that yet.
What's the outfitter? Do you know?
Hidden Valley.
Hidden Valley, yeah.
Yeah, remember Hidden Valley Ranch?
Oh, God. Yeah,
look it up.
Shout out Paul Biggs. I think he's gonna love that one.
So you guys, like, say a 140 inch whitetail comes in, you're gonna shoot it
in velvet.
Velvet?
Yeah. No, not velvet. Hardhorn.
Probably.
Man,
Doug's a street savage.
You wouldn't hold out for a muley.
I do want a mule deer, though. That's what I really want to get, but, I mean...
What was the question you asked?
We only got a week.
What's a minimum inches trophy minimum?
For velvet?
For anything.
Oh.
Well, we only got a week, and we're going to be switching off, so...
I'd hold out for a muley, bro, unless it's a big hardhorn or if it's a velvet whitetail. I'd hold out for a mule deer.
I'm going to try.
You're from Iowa.
Yeah.
That's true, but...
You're from Iowa. Yeah, we got giant deer on every tree, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I get what you're saying. Like, it depends on my, like, mindset going in, but if I had a chance to, like, spot and stalk a muley...
I think it's going to be a spur-of-the-moment thing, you know? It's just like whitetail hunting around here. Across. Like, you're going to know if you're going to shoot it or not, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
That's true, too. Mm-hmm. That changes. But, you kind of have to have a mindset going in, though.
Oh, sure.
It's like every season you're like, I want to hit this goal. You know, you have something
my
to
goal
shoot
is
for.
To shoot a muley, but if a 160-inch whitetail steps out, it's going to be hard to
pass.
You got to
kill it. Yeah. You can't not shoot it.
Right.
Why is their season start so early? I mean, I know I always thought one of the earliest ones was like the 15th of September. I think like Missouri and maybe Wisconsin does that. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know why it's that early. It was Kentucky.
Kentucky, too.
I don't know what the reasoning is behind it. I mean, why does Wisconsin and all these other states do it also?
I don't know either.
I would think we have more chance of getting a mule deer, though, because most of the day we're going to be trying to stalk them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say
they have like 60,000 acres huntable. So
Jesus, it's all private or public?
Private.
Private.
Oh shit! Did you see a minimum on there?
I have the PDF regulations pulled up, so I gotta go through it.
Here, what's their website? I'll look it up.
Hidden I just typed in, it might be on Hidden Valley. I just typed in the Nebraska regulations.
All right, let's take a peek. Hidden Valley Outfitters?
Yep.
Yep.
So, there it is.
Nebraska.
So, Steve, what are your goals for the season, Broheim? Come on, give me some good ones.
Dude, I've got...
shoot high, man. Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch. dude, I want to put a good buck on the ground. I'm talking like minimum 170s. I'm not even high.
No, dude, be serious.
I'm telling you, if I see a Pope and Young even close, smoking it. Opening day, I'll smoke it. I just I want to put some antler on the ground. That's what
I hear you, man.
Obviously, shoot a couple more does. My goal is to shoot probably two does and at least a buck in Illinois. That's my goal. I mean, if
two
I
does
get,
and a buck.
If I can get two bucks, great. If I can get one, that's what I'm aiming for. The does, I just hope I just smoke a couple. You know, I need to get some meat in my mom's freezer.
That's a relatable goal.
On the Nebraska DNR website, the regulations, I don't see anything about a restriction for.
Well, it'll be to the outfitter.
Oh, okay.
Like here, it doesn't. I don't see a minimum. But it says the average score of a deer ticket is 125 to 160. Once or twice a season, a hunter will bag a 170 to 180 inch trophy. I don't see one. They got a lot going on here. Unless it's listed somewhere else.
And maybe they don't. You know? Maybe they're
well,
like,
the
hey,
125
cool.
to 160, maybe that's their minimum is 125.
Or it's probably like one of those things that they're like, hey, don't. You're paying a lot of money.
Just be smart about it.
It should be understood that if you're paying that much money, you're not going to go smoke a button buck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're going to shoot something good. I mean, maybe that's what they do when that guy is like, hey, you know, if you could just, you know, there's a buck in there, he's good, he's young, like, just don't shoot that one. I'm sure it's probably situational.
I'm sure we'll go over all that when we get in camp and whatnot.
Okay, let's
I mean,
talk
there
about
probably the- is the rule, don't shoot two bucks with one tag. I mean, that's just a standard.
So what's your goal for elk hunting?
Legal bull.
Mm,
yeah, and that, you know, I to shoot a 300 inch bull would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
280 is Pope and Young, that'd be amazing. But
what's legal?
I think 4 points on one side.
Okay,
really?
So there's no size then? I mean, because this is going to be probably the first time you're seeing these out in the wild. I don't know if you've seen them before. Like, how do you?
So I can clarify if I'm wrong. I want to show you guys something, and people at home aren't going to be able to see this, but I'm going to pull this up in the studio and. You can hear that paper.
Oh, look at that shit.
This is the 2018 Colorado Big Game rules and regulations.
Oh, shit. Printed that all out.
So,
should have printed it in color, bro.
If I'm wrong, I will soon learn that I'm wrong, and I will read.
Say, what if a monster three-pointer comes up?
I don't know, man. It might be like a... I don't know yet. I'll find that out. I'm sure. I don't know how...
That's nice
monster,
about Jeremy going with you, too. So
yeah, I have experience. Guys, yeah, they know for sure. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's a legal bull. Legal bull. I'm not going to shoot a cow. Not even if it's the last day, the last 5 minutes, maybe. But I'm not going to shoot a cow the last day in the morning and be like, and then I'll see a 300-inch bull.
Well, just that experience is going to be well worth it, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's the thing, too. It's like I have high hopes. You always have high hopes, and you have like you try to have a confidence, but know it's going to be a tough route. Because my dad's shooting first. I've talked about this before mm-hmm. on the podcast. My dad's going first. He's I think he deserves to kill an elk before me because, you know, I could have a lot more opportunities. My dad's pushing. He's almost 60, man. He still hustles. He's not slowed down at all.
He was looking good. We saw him this weekend. I was like, dude, that dude's
trimmed up.
Slimmed.
Yeah, he's trimmed up big time. The thing is, it's the difference between my dad and other guys his age is my dad just never quit doing shit. So there's other guys that are like my dad's age. I know a lot of them. I'd say I know a majority of them are the guys that are like, oh, I just can't do it like I used to. And my dad's right. Just like, I never fucking quit doing it, so I can't ever say. You know, my dad's hanging stands and doing all the crazy monkey climbing shit that he's always done.
Hanging and banging.
Yeah, hang and bang. Let's do this. So my dad's going to have no problem getting around. You know, elevation and shit's going to get us more than anything, I think.
Sure.
I don't know, man. I just want to see one of us get a bull. Because we're doing it together, man. It'd be like we both shot it. Mm-hmm. And then if we get two bulls, that'd be awesome. And then if we get two and we get into them, you know, if we are just luck's on our side, Jeremy's going to grab a tag, and we're going to go for three, the hat trick. And I don't know, man. You got high hopes, you know. It's a dream to go elk hunting. But I'm going to learn a lot on this, and that's my big takeaway because I'm building points for other states and just going to – I'm looking forward to different, better units. It's got this over-the-counter DIY public land hunting. It's that's as difficult as it gets, yeah. You know. So it'll
be interesting for sure.
There's elk there. I know there's elk there. It's just finding them.
And that's what I mean. Everyone, the majority of people say is elk hunting, the biggest thing is finding the herd.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Tracking them bitches
nice
down.
Nice thing is I got some Westies with us to help.
Some Westies.
Yeah, so you got Jeremy with you, so.
What supplement are they sponsored possible. By?
Me?
No, the Westies.
Hunter's Blend Coffee. That's our supplement, man. I'll have a bag of that out there just like getting tore up. Let's get up this mountain, baby.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Hey, are you going to
5 minutes in, you got to take a shit.
I'm going to hang and bang out there, man.
Dude, imagine how awesome that's going to be. You pull out of the tent. Dude, you like get the fire going and you actually cook the coffee in one of those like
pop.
Yeah, dog, that's what we got.
Damn, dude, that shit is.
We got our jet boil getting ready to rock.
Yeah. Have you looked up the regulations for fires? A lot of places out west, they don't want you to have an actual fire. They just want you to use like your jet boil.
Yeah, we have that anyway. We probably don't even have a fire. Yeah. Depends how cold it gets or they say, you know.
Fire. How high up are you going to be? What's the elevation?
I think up to 11,000
above sea level. I'm fucking with you, dude. I'm just screwing with you, dude.
Just like you guys have never podcasted in Nebraska or in Wisconsin.
Yeah, before. That was a...
we said that on the last episode. He's like, yeah, you have. Oh, you laughed like it was a joke.
I was like...
I'm like, we haven't. He's like, yeah, at HHA, you fucking ding-dong. I'm like,
oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Because Kurt went along with me. He's like, yeah, I don't think so either. And then meanwhile, we had just talked to Scott like 5 minutes before that.
Hey, if someone... Yeah, I know it. Hey, if someone catches that, because that got released before this one, if someone catches that before this gets launched... We'll send them some stickers.
Yeah.
We have some. We're about to do another order.
Did you ever send that guy stickers? I can't remember who did it, but they were watching the first Carbon episode from McDonald's.
Oh, no. I got to send those out.
Yeah, you won't, though. That's a thing.
Who was that?
You make promises you can't fulfill.
Huh? It was Clusty.
Oh, yeah. It was. Yeah.
I hooked that guy up, man.
Dude, he just had a baby.
Congrats.
I know. We should have put a sticker on the baby's forehead. Peel it off slow. It's soft like a pear.
So overall, when we talked about your guys' Nebraska hunt, like what's the goal? Like the season overall, say that's the kickoff to your bow season all the way till the end of Iowa season. What's the goal there? Like what are you shooting for? Let's talk. What do you got for bucks that you got?
I got one decent buck on camera, but it's not, I don't know.
Okay,
this property is super small, so they kind of come and go. He's not visiting there all the time.
Right.
So once the crops are all out, they kind of just disappear like a fart in the wind. So I usually get really good bucks here every year, and then they're just gone.
Yeah, I hear they don't live on my lease. I mean, there's no food there right now, but the does are there, and right. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
This new property I got has a million does on it.
Yeah, it does. You need to kill, like... 10 of those
grief.
Things.
I know. I'm going to try and lock down some doe tags this year in Scott County, but it's super hard.
That's kind of wild.
Scott County doesn't have that many doe
No, tags. It's only like 200 doe tags.
That's weird. But give me a goal, though. Give me like a general goal to shoot for.
I would like to shoot at least a 160 this year.
That'd be dope.
Damn.
That's shooting high. I like that.
160. That's my goal.
Doug?
What's wrong with that, Doug?
Hopefully the mule deer hunt goes good.
You shitting on my dreams?
Then I'm going to come back and hopefully I'm going to shoot at least five does.
Five does?
Yeah, I'm going to try shooting. I need to get some does off my property. We got too many deer.
You got any hitless does?
Yeah, I got one. I got one that has like a little black spot on him with the shooter right
big
there.
Big mama.
That's right, the kill zone. Yeah, right, name out.
Move that mic in a little closer to you.
This is better.
Yeah. Oh my God, way better.
The sweet spot.
And then I got another buck on my trail cam that's definitely a shooter. The big old deer.
That thing blew up within the last couple weeks.
What'd you name him?
I don't know yet.
Let's talk about names because everyone's naming deer.
Mm-hmm.
I need help. Steve, help me out.
I'm telling you, dude, rapper names are the way to go.
Yeah,
I think
that's where we're going, man.
What do you got?
I got Fat Body because
I'm going to name a Tupac then.
You want to name a Tupac? Let me see a picture. They pull up a picture of this deer. I'll get that
Steve
deer.
Steve will be able to come up with a name.
Yeah, here
thing.
We go. Right here on the show.
I just did, yes.
Yeah, dude, don't go Tupac. What are you, a white
dude?
Yeah,
you said Gator
from Iowa,
that, you idiot.
Tank, give me your goals, brother.
Since I'm hunting public ground, it's going to be a little bit lower than everybody else's.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm hoping.
Hey, you know what you should do? You should kayak in.
Yeah. Where am I going to kayak in?
Yeah,
there.
You should kayak in.
Damn, dude.
I'm going to go through the sand.
That's a good deer.
You ain't going to kill it unless you kayak.
Yeah, right? But no, I'm hoping for a Pope and Young. We saw the one there that was going to be pretty close.
He's Pope and Young.
I'm thinking that's pretty realistic.
Yeah, I'd say so. Let me see. What's that buck's name, Steve? Let's describe this deer. Give him I want to hear you describe this buck because I want to see if you could.
Come on. Well, this could be good.
Give me a description. I want accurate description. I want people to, like, I want you to be like, oh, yeah, this.
People should be able to visualize this deer.
Yeah. Use correct terminology.
So from what I can see, the buck has a pretty good-sized body right now. He's got, are those, okay. So his rack's got some funky stuff going on. As a measure of you, is that brow tine? Because it looks like there's, like, two brow tines. It's weird
actually a G2. It just is moved it, way down.
Oh, so it's coming off the back of it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's why I asked.
Let me see. Give me here.
Because they look...
Kurt already looks says that you're an idiot.
I'm looking at it. Do you see what I'm seeing there?
Because I have a shed from last year, and his G2 was just in a regular spot. But now it moved back down towards the brow tine for some reason.
That's not his G2, bro. It's his G1. Those are brow tines. This squiggly thing?
Yeah.
You're looking at the wrong one. I'm talking about the other one.
Yeah, Are we still there?
I just heard it cut out really bad.
Next picture. I thought you were talking about that. It's G2.
No, I was only looking at the one picture.
This one? That's his brow tine.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that was his G2.
I'm confused.
You said his G2 has moved down like into the spot of his brow tine.
Yeah, well, no, it moved down not actually on the brow tine, but a little above it.
I'd say you're incorrect, big dog.
Ooh,
fist fight.
Let me see it. I'll show you.
Oh, it's like split behind.
Yeah,
it.
See it. It's like
so you can't see it's just that. A weird picture. You can't see that in those first two.
Oh well, Steve was looking at the wrong ones then.
Okay, I was only looking at the one
you. What are
you
talking about?
I was looking with his head down. That's not his G2 either, though. I would call that a non-symmetry point.
Let me see that.
Well, it was symmetrical last year, but I don't know what he's doing now.
All right, so he's getting
older.
So he's a buck with crazy shit going on. That's Chief Keef.
Dang.
All right,
I'm not mad at that name.
No,
I'm not mad about it either. I thought you were gonna ruin it, but
did when you shoot him, bang,
bang, bang,
bang, bang.
Finetto.
Okay, we're not talking about rack.
That's a cool buck,
though, man. That buck's, he's a big boy.
Yeah, I have sheds from last year. I have so many trucking pictures since like 2014.
What the fighting does.
Oh, yeah, you got to send me that. I'll post that up. That's cool.
The does fighting over the big time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, bro.
Nice.
That's super cool.
Bitches be crazy.
What else are we forgetting to talk about? We're kind of just going off the seat of our pants here. Like, yeah, no agenda, which is fun. But
I mean, you know, we'll talk about a little bit about Deer Fest.
Well, what's your goal for?
Oh yeah, no,
getting
just
back after.
Oh yeah,
after
get back.
Elk would be dope. That'd be really cool. Of course, you know,
that'd be a way to start the season, huh?
Yeah, it'd be crazy. What's going to be cool about that is that's going to get a lot of that pre-hunt jitter. You know, like that's going to keep me from doing stupid shit in October because we're going to hunt so hard that, you know what I mean. You get antsy and you just like. You make decisions that you shouldn't make.
October 10th comes around, you're like, I should be done by now.
The rut's on.
Yeah, dude, hunting October 1st morning.
Hunting all day.
But you know what I mean? That's not always out of the question either, though. It depends on your spot. But, yeah, you know what I mean? It's going to keep me from being like, oh, I got to go in here and do this. It's like, no, you don't, dude. Just chill. Like, you got plenty of season.
Because
I'm going to hunt my ass off, like, in the mountains for 7 days, like, crazy. And that's not that long, but when you're doing that type of hunt, I feel like I'm going to be
gonna
like,
yeah.
It's going to feel long. I don't know, man. Elk, I want to shoot some does. One property I hunt has a ton of does on it. So, I shot a lot of does last year, and I could shoot a lot more on that property. There's a ton of does. Almost like where the bucks don't rut like you think they should.
You guys have unlimited doe tags over here, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
Damn.
That's insane.
So, I'm probably going to shoot. I mean, I don't know when they cut you off, but I would never shoot enough where they'd be like, yo, you're done. You know what I mean?
I mean, order 200 of them.
They might cut you off eventually, but I'd try to shoot 3-4 does this year for meat because we eat them so fast. And that property, off that one property, I wouldn't take it off a different property. On my lease, I wouldn't shoot 4 does off of it. And I'd like to shoot a good buck, good Pope and Young buck. I'd say in that 140 to 160 range, you know, good respectable deer, a mature buck. Like there's one on my lease, fat body. He's an old buck. He's just big bodied, but his rack's like 140.
Think he's going downhill?
I don't think he's gonna get bigger. You know, so why not shoot them?
Right? Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to play that game.
Do it.
I'm not going to play that social media pressure game. Yeah, if I see him, he's, you know, he's one buck I see the, that's a buck I see the most.
Yeah, post a picture of it and ask if you'd shoot it or not. That's what I would do. Yeah,
dude, I'm telling you.
I should do that. Huh?
I mean, I said it before on a podcast, dude. It almost happened last year. But, dude, if I'm sitting in the stand October 1st morning or, you know, first weekend I can, and I see a basket rack come through and he stands there, he's getting an arrow through him. I don't get him.
That's cool, though. That's the cool thing about our dynamic, man. That's where you're at. So
is that your goal? Shoot on October 1st?
No, because I think October 1st is a Monday.
Yeah, we might not get
When do I tell you you'll be done hunting? Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. Which is funny because I'm trying to work on something on Thanksgiving.
I called it, man. That's what hopefully. I
do. That's the day after my birthday. So hopefully my birthday this year, if things work out.
I'll be cool birthday buck.
Guess where? Not around here.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Don't know if that's those dates are going to work out. We're still trying to work something out.
Bang,
just do it.
Bang, bang.
I don't know, man. I think last year with some of the bucks I got on camera, it's I think there's potential to kill a really good deer. I don't think that 160 buck is out of – I don't think that's unreasonable. It's possible, but we all know how those are, trying to get on a 160-inch deer. You know, you gotta really pay attention
right
to detail.
Right place at the right time, man.
But, man, I talked about it last year. There's just certain spots where I kind of bounced around too much, and I think maybe I was trying to not be – you know, in my head, what I was thinking is I'm not burning a spot out by hunting the shit out of it over and over. You get sloppy, though, when you hunt the same spot over and over because you walk in the same spot. Next thing you know, there's a trail where you've been walking.
Yep. Well, yeah, and, you know, it's the same scenery every morning or every night. Yeah. So you're like, you're not focused as much as you should be.
Right. So I think I jumped around too much where I think that if I would have, and my cell cams told me this, if I would have just stuck to my spot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I have some of those stands there in those good spots that it took me all season to find. And some of them are really obvious. Like, oh, that's a good spot. Like, there's an obvious pinch. And some of them are not so obvious that you got to find. They're like certain terrain features that you might not know they're there until you walk through it. Right. And then you're like, oh, this is a perfect spot for a stand, which I just found one of those. And I found a shed walking in, going to that spot a couple weekends ago. So I think what I'm going to try and just buckle down, just kind of pull some tricks out of my playbook that I know have worked for me in the past and just not get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I did last year. I got overwhelmed. I was excited, though, too. Like,
that was
I had
a newer
blast.
Property, though, also.
Yeah, it was a new property, so I'm all excited. And I have a new property this year, too, so it's kind of hard to not do that again.
That's the exciting thing about new properties, though, because you never know what to expect. You're this looks like a good spot, and then you set up, and then the deer are 300 yards the other way, you know?
Yeah, not
it's like a box of chocolates.
That's right.
Yeah, like, everyone just likes to, and it is true to some extent, like, the industry and just Facebook and shit, it's mostly just like with social media. Everyone likes to make these hunts out to be like, bed to food, you know, which it is to a point, but not everyone. Fuck, dude. That cut hard when you opened that door.
Sorry, I tried to open
it. It's like bed to food. And that is like, that's your best chances. But, you know, deer do different shit sometimes. So not everything. So that's not fair across the board to just stick to that.
This is crazy about deer. They can go wherever the hell they want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's like, you don't know what's on. Like, everyone's property is different. I mean, that is the general rule of thumb. Like, that's your best chances.
And like,
but
during the rut, like, if you're sitting in a spot like November 3rd and you're not seeing anything, you're like, in your head, you're like, I need to go somewhere else.
Right.
And then next thing you know, there's a hot doe in that area and you didn't even know about it.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Steve's mic's the one cutting. Keep talking. I'm going to fix it.
So you're going to do some less hanging and more banging?
Yeah, I'm going to try and bang it out, you know?
Yeah.
But now, I mean,
going hard and bang it out.
But I'm also going to. But the thing is, it's like, I say that, but that's part of like what I do, you know? I get excited about jumping onto different spots and trying new areas. Because, dude, that buck, there could be a buck in there that does the same thing every day, and he walks through that little terrain feature in the timber, and you don't know it, and then you hunt there, and then boom, there he is. He has no idea you're there.
That's what's crazy about that November time frame is when any buck could come through there at any point. Buck that you don't have on camera, you've never seen before, your neighbors have never seen, so it's pretty much a crapshoot where.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a buck do that last year. No idea where it came from, where he's from. He came sprinting through.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was real bad.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. It cut out real bad right there.
But, he came sprinting through my setup, and I don't even know how I got him to stop. I missed, doesn't matter, but,
But still, I mean, it's that thing. You just never know what's going to be in there at
It's crazy.
That time of year.
Well, sorry about that mic cutout. Your it was. I'm pretty sure it was your mic cord, Steve. I have you muted because I fixed it. I'm sorry. I was muted, so I'm sorry it did that.
Huh. And yeah. It still cut out?
Yeah, he unplugged it and it cut out really
well.
Bad.
You had your. Yeah. I'm looking at your mic and I'm like, oh, it's fucking Steve. Your mic cord is like a banjo string pulled off on that stand in the bottom of the mic.
Oh, really? Damn.
We're going to enforce the hat slap law this season.
Yep.
What's
yep.
the hat slap law?
If you miss, you get a hat slap.
A head slap or a hat slap?
Hat slap.
Like in the like where? How?
Just wherever. Just like in the shoulder.
Everyone
or wherever.
Gets to hit you.
Damn. I like yep. that.
Yeah, all right.
That's what.
They normally do the shirt, the coat tail or the shirt tail cut off. You know that?
What's yeah, but I like my shirts.
That's like what they do. Like if you have like your shirt tail, they cut the ass into your shirt off when you miss.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So you never do that shit again.
It's like, hey, that's a nice hanging bang shirt. That's not ever gonna come back.
Yeah, cut that shit.
Well, the hat slap thing, I didn't even know about it. They always do at the Schmitz. And the first time I missed, Marv came up to me and just whacked me in the back of the head with his hat. I'm like, whoa, what the hell was that for? He's like, that's what we do around here. If you miss.
That is awesome. Man, I'm excited for this season, dude. I can't wait. I was running high anxiety, man. Just so much to do, like stressing out. But all is good. I'm going to start hammering.
I think once the moment comes, you'll be like, all relaxed and ready to go.
Feels right, yeah.
It's going
to
be really sweet if we can actually put down some bucks with these new bows.
Yeah. And an elk, a couple elk.
Some muleys.
I'm just so pumped, dude. It's going to be a blast. This season's going to be, you know, every season's fun, but
gets better and better every season.
Yeah, I'm excited learning the new property, and then my new property last year, I have like a good feel of like what deer do there. It was my first season out there all year, and it's easy to get overwhelmed sometimes. I get so excited about it, like I'm so passionate about it that I freak the fuck out. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You get overwhelmed.
Dude, I'd hate to see how much money and gas I spent last year driving back and forth to my properties.
Probably ridiculous.
I don't look at that.
Dude, bad.
That shit's for the birds.
I lived out of my truck last year. And I'm going to live out of this year.
Ugh. What do we drive, Doug? 2 hours one way? Well, I do.
Yeah.
Probably
hour and a half for me.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that's nuts, dude.
Do what you got to do. I've had one hunting property close.
It was worth it, though.
But, dude, that's when you were still driving the S10, too.
Oh, yeah. That's why I rode with Doug every time, because I think that rig would have made it.
I thought you took that sumbitch down there once.
I might have. I can't remember.
Dude, I hate my truck payment, but when you spend, like last year from October through, I hunted all the way into the season last year.
Oh, I'm taking Helen this year. That thing is a off-road machine.
But it makes you feel good. Like everyone's like, man, you take a truck out there? I'm like, yeah, I pay that money for it every month to fucking use it.
Yeah,
like, dude, if I wanted to sit in the garage, I'd have something cheap, you know, but when you spend that much time in it, you live in it, everything better work.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, I think...
That's why I only ride in a Chevy Silverado.
I think my goal this year, and Eric put it in my head, if I could find like a cheap, good one, dude, I want to rock an El Camino. And
you're
go
not
going to
find
that.
A cheap, good one.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah, you can, because no one wants those
dude,
things.
When I was young, I had a mullet, by the way. When I was
everyone
young.
Did in this area.
Yeah, but dude, my mullet was like the Kentucky waterfall. It was the El Camino headrest of mullets. And my dad had a brown El Camino.
Dude, what a great vehicle that thing was.
You get an El Rancho.
No, hell no.
Which is the Ford version.
Yeah. Dude, imagine putting like
dude,
a
Ford's
slam.
Just like, oh, we need to put out one of those. Oh, I don't know what came first, but I'm
El
assuming.
El Rancho.
Imagine,
that's what it was.
Imagine if you were just.
It's the worst name.
That's, real my buck, thing. That's my buck's name now.
Think about the Spanish for the Rancho.
You're hanging out at a gas station. You're getting some gas. And you see some dude roll up in some rusty-ass El Camino with a fucking giant in the back.
With a working-class bow hunter sticker in the back
window. How awesome with that. Dude, like the panels
make,
are
no,
rusted.
They make toppers for El Caminos.
Damn.
They're really short. Mm-hmm. They're hilarious. Yeah. My neighbor used to have an El Camino and he had a topper for it.
Dude, you find
it
me an El Camino,
rad.
Man? We should.
It was rad.
Dude, do they have a crew cab El Camino we could get for the working class bow hunter vehicle?
That would be
no,
the
we
shit.
Can always chop it and stretch
dude,
it.
We need to,
on
this
it.
Is what we need to run to trade shows next year. We need to have a crew cab El Camino with a topper. No, no topper. A trailer. Well, we got to leave the bed open, let that freedom fly. And for some reason, the radio only plays Black Sabbath.
Yeah, I'd be down with that. No Ronnie James, no Ronnie James Dio,
it's
Black
broke.
Sabbath.
God damn, what is
damn,
it?
Damn, Doug.
Yeah.
Calm your shit. It's Doug.
That was you, dude.
It's Doug's.
That was not me.
That was you.
It Jesus might be.
Christ.
Who do you think it was?
I don't know, dude. I kind of mix everybody. It doesn't matter. If people home don't give a fuck either. Now, what else, man? What else we got? I feel like we need to. Let's talk about our trade show season, what our plans are, because We don't ever get to update anyone because we normally have guests.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is this year we're going to hit off ATA. We're planning on having a booth at Iowa, Wisconsin, and Ohio. And we should be right next to Heroes Hunting at all those trade shows. We're going to hit up Deer Fest again next year. That just happened. That's a little later. We don't know if we're going to have a booth there. We're going to be either right next to Big Time or in Big Time's booth. We're not sure. But we plan on being at those trade shows. So normally we just had a private room at Iowa, and we just bounce around at other trade shows. And but we're hopefully going to have a full booth. With, yep.
It'd be nice to get out in the actual scene and kind of, you know, do our thing out on the show floor.
Be out in the open, yep. And hang out. And I would like to just chill and, like, do, like, call-out podcasts, you know. Like,
just call out random people and be like, hey, yeah, come sit with us for 2 minutes.
If another podcast starts doing that, you heard it here first.
Hey, just saying.
Trademark
just
that
saying, shit. Bro.
So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be exciting. We got ideas for how we're going to do our booth. We got our podcast table.
Table-ish, bar-ish, booth thing.
Yeah.
That we're going to rig up, so.
It'll look good.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make it work. You'd be able to hide, like, all the mixers and stuff, dude. People are going to be like, what are these guys talking into? Space? Come talk to space, bro. Space? Come talk to the aliens, old man. How old are you? 96? With the greatest American flag shirt.
I'm pretty sure when we were recording at Deer Fest at the HHA booth, some dude walked up like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, what the hell are you guys doing? Clearly something.
Internet radio, you can find it on your jukebox when you get home.
Shit. What's going on over here?
Well, boys, I got to go to work.
Yeah, get the hell out of
snappers.
Here.
Yep, yep. So, you guys have fun.
I think we're about wrapped up. Let's just end it here. All
right.
Does that sound good?
All right, get out of here, Eric.
Well, we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to stay till the end of it.
Yeah, give me something positive. We'll wrap it up here. This is a bullshit episode.
Positive. We got new bows. Me and Doug are going to Nebraska in, shit, less than a month.
Yep.
Woof.
So, that's exciting.
Doug?
I'm going to shoot a mule deer. I'm going to shoot, what'd you call it? Chief Keef?
Chief Keef, yeah. Chief Keef.
Bang, bang.
Bang.
And we got the new bows, and they're amazing.
Tank?
Join the elite family. Never shot better, and that's the truth.
Yeah, you were all, like, giddy and excited. Science.
I know. I was really
Science,
skeptical.
Bro.
This is Hollywood.
He had, like, a half-chub today at work. I almost called HR on him.
Yeah. Well, I kind of felt like I was, like, wasting money because I love my old bow so much. But, no, it was worth it. It was definitely worth it.
Your old bow sucked. That's why.
Nah.
Steve, it's no good one, to have you
Steve,
here,
no
buddy.
No one cares.
Yeah, okay.
Kurt?
Clearly no one
something
does.
Something positive?
The Working Class Bowhunter Edition Ritual. Steve's going to kill a buck this year.
Yep.
And,
oh, yeah, don't forget, go order a Hang and Bang t-shirt.
Yeah, Hang and Bang.
Limited edition, people.
Limited edition.
Once they're gone.
They gone.
Limit edition.
All right, Steve, I'll let you say your piece. Make it quick.
You guys are my boys, and that's the shit, so that's positive.
All right, everyone, we love you. Go shoot your bow. Wow, if you're still here, this is the first ever bonus content we've ever done. And we just did it within the episode after an awkward wait. And you're probably like, what the fuck? This is over, but it's not over. So welcome. Welcome back. Your patience is being rewarded right now. Mm-hmm. And this has nothing to do with hunting. This is just pure bonus content. If you want to stick around, enjoy yourself. If not, I get it. Skip to the next one. But if there's not a next episode of our podcast, you just gotta listen to this shit.
Enjoy the final moments.
So here's what we're doing. Steve is a newly single man.
That is correct. First time in 6 years, bro.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna make Steve a Tinder account on the podcast because we just thought that would be swell.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Yeah, hop right back into it. 4 days out. Let's get right back into it, bro.
So we said, you know, Steve, just do your thing, man, and the right girl would come along and, you know, just don't do anything crazy. So we said, let's make you a Tinder account.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you just don't even try because the right one will come along. But, yeah, let's make this Tinder. I'm like, all right,
you
got to
do it.
So yeah. Are you already signed up?
Yeah, so we brought the expert in, too.
Yeah, my I'm wife. Here, everybody.
Awesome.
Introduce yourself, Sam.
I'm Sam.
Because you look like you look like Joe from Big Time just paid you off to wear all this gear.
It's my lucky hat.
And shirt.
All right.
Did you know you had the Big Time shirt on?
Yeah, I did.
Double rocking. Okay. So, Steve, have you downloaded the app?
Sir? Yeah, so I got it. I've got all my information plugged in. They said my best pick is. What? So now we got to pick a photo.
Oh.
Damn, son. Okay, so, Sam, what was something like, if you could swipe through the Tinder game, what's something you would want to see on Steve? You know, picture Steve, picture the type of ladies, picture his demographic.
You're going to make her leave.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm finished.
Damn.
You got to put that picture of you at stand-up comedy.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Ooh, a man that can work a crowd, right?
Yeah. All right, let me go see if I can find this
one. Is Tinder like a dating thing, or is it just like they're just trying to fuck?
You know? I think it's free love.
Like both.
It can be both. Doug, don't you have one?
I don't know.
Doug? I don't know, maybe.
All right.
Porn stash Doug.
You should have one, man.
I should. I should update it.
There, how's that one? How's that look?
Let's see. What you got? Oh, you did the stand-up mic one? Yeah, there you go. Right,
with a bone collector hat, dude.
Yeah.
And okay. You know you can do several.
Yeah, okay. So this is my best picture.
There you go. Stand-up.
All right. You know what the benefit about this picture is? I can tell them. They're like, how tall are you? I'm like, that's not the question to ask. It's I am less fat than I was in this picture. So that's a good bonus. So if you see me and you like this, just know I'm less fat.
Perfect.
Okay. Nice. So we're going with that.
All right. Less fat.
All
right. Okay, so you got that.
Are you putting that in your bio?
Yeah, that's... So how's it work? Can you...
No.
I should, dude. Hey, by the way, I'm less fat than I am in that picture. I'm not taller, but less fat.
I'm pretty sure my profile says I have a mustache now.
So it is updated.
So you can fill out, like, is it like an Instagram where you can add, like, a little couple sentence details, or can you write, like, a full, like, paragraph?
I think you can write a paragraph as I look at the expert.
All right.
Yeah, I think you can write, like, I don't know about a whole paragraph, but a couple sentences about what you like to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Steve, where are you at? Where are you at in this process?
All right, so a couple of 18-year-old chicks just showed up, and we're going to edit that out real quick because I like women.
Wait, hold on. How are you? Do add a picture?
Yeah, I already added a picture, and now I got to go back and edit my profile.
Yeah.
No. Oh.
So this is where I got to edit info.
They just throw you right into the game.
Yeah, it just says, dude, you're Steve and you're 28. Oh. Bro, if your picture ain't getting it done, ain't no paragraph getting it done. All right, let's edit this profile. Okay. All right, about me. I got 500 characters.
Dang.
Ah.
Okay.
That's a lot.
All right.
Let's get to work. All right.
So should I say first off? No, I'm not going to say that because I might. By the time I might get some strange, I might be as fat as I was in that picture. I don't know. So, I don't know, dude. I don't know what it's like. I'm living with my parents, and they always have food, so I might be fatter. That's how I should start out. I might be less fat. I might be more fat than the profile picture. It's a 50-50 shot. What do you say, toots?
This doesn't end well for you.
No.
Okay. What's right, Sam? What would a girl want to hear from Steve Young?
I mean, obviously, you look at this. Lad. You look at that picture. You see it. What is going to draw him in? Right. That's like it's like yeah. I don't know if I'll shoot that buck or not. And then you know show up. Ah, yeah, he's getting.
You have to do a funny profile. And let's leave out the fact that you live with your parents.
Yeah, don't add that.
Roommates. They're roommates.
Yeah, I have two roommates.
The fact
one's
that
a female and one's a male.
And they gave birth to me.
Yeah.
None of my whole life. Greatest people ever. Man, I really feel like they would do anything for me, including give me life.
Okay, so let's do this. You gotta throw out your interests, because that's shit that matters. And then if you, you know.
What are you interested in, Steve?
Getting laid. That's why I'm on Tinder.
No.
Not bad.
Pussy. Make it super liberal.
Punani.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Punani.
Like, Barack Obama should still be president. Dude, just like get flooded.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like Hillary should be our president.
Yeah.
You know how many, dude, you get so many matches from you of
do
I.
It. Do it.
I can't wait to do like actually MAGA and then like do the weird people are like, hey, actually, I just want to hang out and talk to you about some
political
crazy shit.
Every college chick from U of I
Starbucks.
With purple hair to get a hold of you.
Oh, dude, how do we start this out? Like, what about me? Just, I got to start it out funny, so.
I like stand-up comedy. I sometimes do an underrated hunting podcast, and,
Oh, my God, dude, you know what I'm going to start it out with? So, about me. So, yeah, I look like a beater, but I have a strong motor.
What?
I don't know.
No chick's going to understand that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad one.
Okay, go with what your heart feels. I would spit your interests and then say, like, man, I'm bad at this.
Yeah.
Good thing I don't
usually have it's like about me, what I'm looking for, right? So name your interests and then name what you might be looking for in a girl.
Start typing. Stand-up comedy, podcasting, and bow hunting.
Yeah. Looking for a girl with money.
I got 500 characters to get this shit done.
Definitely got to do stand-up comedian for sure. You got to let them know that you're funny.
All right, let's see. Dude, and we're going to screenshot this, and if people hear this and they talk about it, we can send them the screenshot.
Okay.
All right, so let me think. About me.
I like stand-up comedy. I like podcasting.
No, I got to sync them in because they're like, yeah, of course you like stand-up.
Hi, my name's Steve.
Hold up. Remember, this is Tinder. Like,
yeah,
They're just swiping. They're not actually looking into it.
Yeah, they're not like on your Facebook
profile.
They're
only going to read if they're really
stand-up comedy, podcasting, bow hunting, archery, looking for a chick with the same interests.
There you go.
Slide into my DM. What up? Boom. Simple. That's all you need.
Come on.
Slide in my DM if you need to know more.
Here we go.
Yeah.
About this.
Talk to my face.
Yeah. Talk to my face if you want to see this long personality that I got.
this very average-sized personality.
Huge. I'm going to put in there. I think we could do that. And, you know, we could.
He needs some milk.
You can add that in there, too. Steve's just going to be like, I like wine. Pour you a glass of wine, baby. Pop another bottle.
You'll get all the chicks.
There you go. Yeah, that's what you should do. I like a good life as a... What was it? A Merlot.
A Merlot. Okay, here's what I got so far.
Oh, God.
Little tear, boss.
I enjoy doing stand-up comedy, hunting, archery, and podcasting about hunting. You into that? ? Slide into my DMs because I might also not be as trashy as I look in my pic.
Yeah, I like that.
Golden.
It's not bad, Steve. You're doing good.
Damn, son.
Tells you exactly who you are.
You are. Hey, what's your? Can you set your age range of like chicks that you're interested in?
Yeah. I'm not...
All right. Let's have fun with this.
Oh no, dude.
Okay.
Right.
You want 18 just for laughs? But go like go it as high as you can go.
Oh hell. No.
That. How old are you, Steve?
28.
Yeah, that's weird.
So okay. I gotta if I stay in that pocket.
23, 24
is like, dude. That's, I remember when
getting
I was
out
like,
of college in that area. That's what.
Yeah,
you're
and I mean, you know, unless they really hate their dad, they're not gonna be coming to a tub of shit like me.
Yeah, do 23, 24, and what go as high as you possibly can. What's the highest range? Can you see?
Not yet. I'm still doing that.
Can other people see what your range is?
No.
Oh, they can't?
No. Dude, I'm going to put job title host and then company working class bow hunter podcast.
No, don't put our shit on there.
Why not?
I don't care what you do.
All right, cool. It's happening.
I want to see you like go on a date with like a 7-year-old lady.
Seven?
70.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Yeah, 7-year-old. Like that's an option on there.
What are you typing now?
Fucking pervy. Yeah, what do you got going on?
Fill us in.
Yeah.
The company host at Working Class Bowhunter Podcast.
Put slave.
Slave. No. Working Class Bowhunter.
That's what he has on his Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I do have on my Facebook. All right, dude, what else can we put? All right, so gender, man, don't show my age, don't show my distance. Wowzers. Okay, we got to add more pics, though, don't we?
Well, yeah, but what's your age range? That you
we're adding pics right now, so
you're
we can start
jumping
swiping.
Ahead there.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the exciting part. Add some hunting photos in there. Oh, you can't.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, not with that one. I'll do my Bumble. I forgot we made one of those. I am 0 for like 38 in Bumble right now.
Wait, why can't you add hunting pictures?
Because they see that it's like there are no dead animals, no weapons.
Yeah, they take it down.
Oh.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. They gave me the ban hammer.
Doug, you should just for years. You should crop out just one side of the antler of every big buck you've killed and make that all your photos. Just crop it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not dead. It's
that way, the girls that know, they're like, oh damn, look at that. Is that a 17-inch G2? Damn.
There we go. Upload damn. Photo. Dude, this shit is hilarious. Dude, I'm basically just plugging this shit.
Okay, well, get a couple photos and let's move on.
All right,
just for the sake of the content.
I'm getting it. All right,
photos stuck.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, they do suck.
I should put a picture of Ross Bigger just to get some just get some interest peeking.
This is me after 80 pounds.
Get a profile picture of just everybody else except for you.
Yeah. I think you should do. Like, all your photos should be group photos so they don't know actually which one is you and you never explain it.
Those are the worst.
That shit is terrible. Oh, my God. I got a picture of me and Doug with the mustache. Should I put that shit in?
Let me see it.
Yeah, do it. Because I swipe for guys at work when we would travel. I can't see what.
Oh, never mind. And then, if I click it, it'll upload.
And I would swipe for guys at work all the time when we were on the road. And I'm like, yeah, the group photos are tough because you can't tell who's actually who you're swiping on.
Yeah, and then you swipe left on that shit because ain't nobody got time.
All right. Hey, I'm putting me with the one holding this mushroom like this.
Is that
what you think?
I like it.
It kind of tells you who you are.
Yeah, personally, I love it, but it's probably going to go over well.
Would you bang him for that?
Would I?
Would you be like, yeah, I'm totally going to smash?
No.
Let me clobber. What, now with that picture?
Clobber.
Yeah, use it.
All right.
Fuck it. Let's be honest, man. Let them know what they're getting themselves into. Catch some chick off guard.
A warning.
You can meet her at the Outback and freak her the hell out.
Yeah. Oh, come on. All right. Okay. What are we doing here?
Freak her hell out.
What's up, baby? Oh, God. Hey, baby.
I see you on Tinder. You know who I am.
All right. Now I don't know what to do.
Figure it out, bro.
Okay, edit info. Okay.
Tinder.
Oh, we got
can't
this. We got this. Okay.
Dude, I wish we could.
All right. I guess that's okay. Good. Okay. Here we go. Settings. There we go.
For everybody.
You know he could airplay his phone so we could all see it.
Can't do it on that.
Maximum distance women. Oh, dude. This is already perfect. Age range 18 to 38.
No, that's all it gives
go
you?
Go higher.
Oh, no, I can go higher.
Yeah, go
55 plus?
Yeah, hell yeah.
24 to 55 plus.
We got to go 24.
Dude, I want to see just
dude,
like...
Wide range.
You might find an old lady a lot of cougars. Money.
You need a sugar mama, man. That'd change your life.
Damn, dude. Yeah.
With some land?
Yeah. Jeez.
It's really not a bad strategy.
All right,
here we go.
My current locations. All right.
He's going to be that meme when she has 400 acres of hunting land and she's single and some ugly-ass lady or some old lady that's like dirt, like old as dirt.
Oh, dude. I get like
wonderful personality.
A public username. Do I want to do that?
I don't know what that really means.
It's just something that they know you as. Nah, I want them to know my real name. Okay.
Something they know you as?
It's like my Instagram handle.
Steve Mo the God.
Young Steve getting that cabbage.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I should add plus I get that cabbage. What's up?
You're 24 cabbage. To 55 plus?
Yep.
Dang.
Maximum distance, I'm putting 50 miles because I don't know if my truck's going to make it.
What about for the people that are 55? Like, they're like, hey, I don't want to date someone over 70. Like, nope, you get 55 plus. There's probably not that many people over 55 on Tinder.
Yeah, I know. We're about to find
out. You're getting some old bar whores on there.
Oh, come on. For sure.
Hell yeah.
All right, done. All right, what are we doing here? We're swiping?
Yeah, let's pull it up. Can I get let me give you the first 10. Let me decide on the first 10 that pop up.
All right, yeah. Let me, because I want to look, too. I want to know what I'm getting myself into.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Show me. Name off the name. Last name.
Yeah, no, you don't get in the last name. All right, we got Summer.
Let me see her.
She looks kind of cute.
She's 24. Give 24. Her a yes.
Yeah,
you ain't got much to lose, bro.
What
give
do you
her
do?
A yes.
Oh, no. I almost swiped the wrong way.
Okay, there you go. Summer is a nice lady. Who's this?
So we got Erica.
That's Isis, man.
That's Isis, yeah.
Give her a yes.
Oh, okay.
Give her a yes. Yeah. Come on.
All right. Iris, that is Isis, literally, with a different name.
Give her a yes.
She's getting a yes? Okay. Jamie, that looks like Isis, too.
Yeah, give her a yes. No, I don't do that carbon clip.
Yeah, new match. Oh, my God. Dude, that is Isis. I called that shit.
That chick lives in Cable, Illinois.
That shit, dude. That one chick that just swiped on already wants to match. That's Isis, bro.
She wants to match already?
Brooke?
Dude, for sure Isis.
That's
go to more photos. Can you go to more?
Yeah, can you swipe up to go to more photos?
Swipe up.
No?
JK.
Down?
You gotta tap on the picture and then you can move it up, I think.
I told you he was a professional.
What do you do?
Let me see.
Dang, this is fun. I wish people could see this.
No, because you don't want to put people's identity out there, like if they're trying to date.
Yeah,
especially
you just click on it. Click, and it
just,
switches.
Click on the picture and then it'll change pictures.
All right, let's see.
Click, swipe.
What?
Click on the fucking thing, you puss.
No, click.
Like,
tap it.
Click. Hold down.
No.
You try it on the right.
Just start squinting your eyes, you look like an old
like
man.
Like this. Oh,
yeah. Oh, there we go. Hey, she's got a gun in her profile picture. Shit.
Tap. There you go.
All right, here we go.
Swipe right.
I can't tell which one she is.
Give her a yes.
Who cares?
She doesn't matter.
She has a fucking wedding ring on in this picture.
It's in a mirror. It's in a mirror.
Oh, yeah, that is. That's all right. That's all
right. Give her a yes.
Perfect. All right, she's getting a yes.
She's trashy enough, man. You might hit it off.
No, I can't. This chick's a loan processor. There's no way she's going to date me when she sees my
yeah, you're right.
All right, she's out of here.
She might be able to help you out.
There's a picture with a dude. You're getting a nope.
What?
That might be a dude. Give it a yes.
that's getting a for sure no. I don't want that kind of scrum.
Tap so we can see more.
Okay, I already matched this chick on Bumble, and she said no, so she's getting a definite fucking no.
You're skipping. What's her name?
I don't really know how to say that.
Let me see it.
You memorize these girls?
No, I remember the one picture, because I was like...
Was her name Gabriel?
Is that?
Gabriel.
Yeah.
That's like a Mexican dude name.
Yeah, she's getting a no.
You swiped right.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
All right, Shannon, what's up, 36?
What's up?
There you go.
Hey.
That's more of your age.
Dude, she looks mean, son.
Oh, I know, dude.
Steve kind of
might need a woman
girl
like that in your life, yeah.
She has a pit bull in the back of her. Dude, she's going to slap me as hard as she slaps that dog.
She drive a Cavalier.
Come on.
Yeah, probably.
Give her a yes.
No, damn it. Yeah, I gave her a no.
No, that girl's a mess, man.
Yeah.
You don't need that in your life. What's this chick's name?
Oh, I don't. It looks like Tyra Banks.
That's a dude, bro. That's
that
a dude.
Is a dude for sure. Look at the jaw on him.
Swipe yet? She's got the jaw structure of a UFC fighter.
Yeah, dude.
That's a yes, man. Give that a yes. That could be a good story for you.
Oh, yeah. Let's read her profile.
Show tank.
I know. Ball is life, and by ball, I mean football. Packers, Hawkeyes. That's about all the info.
No.
That's
no.
all the info you get.
No.
That's
no.
a dude.
Give her a yes just for the...
No.
Dude, it'll be funny if you matched.
No.
Come on.
No.
You know, that'd just be something to talk about.
That got to no. I'm not doing
that. How do you feel about kids? Let's talk about this.
Yeah, you're about to be a stepdad, son.
Oh, yeah, dude. I feel like...
I feel like it's in everybody's best interest that you
I'm like,
clear
if my life, my life is a mess, so why in the hell am I going to ruin some other kids' lives?
You know?
I love.
Good point, man. Give her a no.
She's getting a no.
Those probably are nieces.
Leslie, her boss. She's a boss.
You gotta say her name, man. People can't see it. You got
Leslie. Leslie, she is wearing like
a romper
overalls. Yeah, that's a romper
for
sure. No, that's a romper.
Give her a yes, man.
No,
oh, dude, her room's.
She's probably a sweet girl.
Tank was sold at romper.
I said no.
No, no.
He's like
no. She got a kid. She got a kid. Got to do it for the sake of the children. You've unlocked rewind. What the fuck is that?
What does it mean?
I matched with that chick on Bumble. Can't do that.
Why can't you match with her again?
Because she didn't want it in the first place. I feel creepy.
You are creepy.
Dude, you're being... Give her a yes. What's her name?
Sylvia? What is going on there? Are those her ass cheeks?
Those are her thighs.
That girl's a mess, bro. Give her a no.
Dude, look at
this.
You don't need that in your life. Come on, say some
names. Steve says, ooh, boobs.
We got Alejandra.
Swipe right on that one.
Yeah, Alejandra.
Dude, she might be too much for you to handle.
She
right
looks
there.
Like she's from Rock Island, maybe.
I'm not always.
There you go. You probably know
maybe
her.
Maybe you went to school together.
Here we go.
Read it. Come on.
I'm not always on here, so if I don't message you back...
Why are you yelling?
Sorry. Okay. Because I'm trying to talk to Mike. Chunky chick, LOL, not a thin one, because size matters to guys. Laughing my ass off. Man, you don't have that self-confidence
look at you.
In yourself.
Match with her, bro. Come on, you got this.
Who cares?
I'm cheering you on.
All right.
Then you can reject them.
All right, we got a chick I know personally.
You know her?
Yeah, she's the bank teller at my bank. That is a definite fucking no.
Let's read her profile.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, there's going to be no way it's like Matt. She's like, dude, I just saw you yesterday, and I saw when you attempted to take money out of your account. Thanks.
My debit card don't work. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
All right, this chick's Jenna. She has pictures with seals.
Ooh. She might be a good girl, man.
Nope.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm turning your mic way down.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
She's too good for you. She's too good for you.
She is way too good for me.
Yeah.
So give her a yes.
Yeah. She's way too.
Give it a whirl.
Way too good for me.
But you got to lose.
Hey, is there a desktop version of Tinder?
I don't know. Because
I pulled up on the monitor.
Where you click?
Porn star.
We got Sammy here.
I've never used it on
Tinder. I got Tinder on desktop.
Dude, you know what's wild?
On the big screen? Nope.
You know what's wild, dude? Is you can.
I'm going to see if there is. If not, we're going to log in this bitch.
Dude, you can recommend.
Dude, I'm gonna save your password and just like try and match people while you're asleep or something.
Talk to them and everything. Oh god.
I'm like oh god.
Steve, I used to do a conversation.
Kurt probably get you a date, and then you go to the date, and they'd be like, "Who the fuck? Where did he go?"
Oh, log in with phone number.
There is just nothing.
Oh, there you go. Do it.
Hey,
show me
your phone number. 30 hairstylist.
Hey, show me. We're gonna do this. Show me your phone number on your phone. You don't gotta say it on the podcast.
All right, hold on.
Yes, say it.
Well, I'm looking at one.
309.
Yeah, chick's a hairstylist.
Come on, give me your fucking phone number.
All right.
Oh, type it in on your phone.
I have to say, hold on.
Are you lost?
Damn, bro.
This is fun. Jesus. People at home are not enjoying this.
No.
You're bad at visuals, bro.
I'm like, ooh, this is rough.
236.
Okay.
We've never done anything like this before, so we're trying it. If you guys want us to do more of this stuff when we get the time, you should have a code coming to your phone.
Okay.
If you want us to do more of this crazy stuff, like just mess around having fun, like as bonus content, let us know, because we can pull it off. It's pretty easy. You get a code yet?
Not yet. Bro, this is a bad service out here.
All right.
Come on.
I was going to say I didn't get it.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Got the code. Got the code, bro.
Hold on. All right, what is it? Let me show.
It's the second one down.
All right, this is fun.
Because the first one was when I originally logged in.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Why do we have this in the desktop version, bro?
Who does this?
Who the hell knows?
Click, drag, or use arrow keys to like and pass people in your area.
All
right. Enhanced messaging.
Oh, you got some matches over here.
What? Dang, look at all of them.
Damn, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, this is ISIS for sure.
Click
on their messages.
What's that one say?
Oh, this is ISIS. Let's see what Caroline has to say.
Where's she from?
Oh, enhanced messaging.
Yeah, whatever.
Caroline's flying to Italy.
No, those are
dude, samples.
Sorry, it's just a sample. Yeah.
Sorry.
We're idiots.
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Oh, jeez.
Damn.
It's all right. I was like, damn, Cynthia from Italy.
She's like, I hear you like Goodfellas.
She likes pork.
All right, let's go on. We're sharing the location so we can get some accurate vibes here. How do you feel about this, man? I mean, how do you feel about us talking about Tinder on our hunting podcast, first of all?
It's kind of weird, but I think that everybody's going to enjoy it. You know, everybody that has listened for years and years would love to hear shit like this. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's kind of wild. Yeah.
It's different.
Like, right. Dude, because I've right, been...
Hold on. I'm gonna stop the podcast while this loads.
All right.
All right, we're back. We're trying to get it pulled up on desktop, which I didn't know that was a thing. It's gonna hopefully it works.
Who we got?
Kurt is now in charge of the Tinder account. Folks.
Okay, so swiping this way is yes.
No, you can kind of hold.
Push. Left is wrong. Left is.
Oh yeah, I can just hard it though, right?
I don't know.
Okay, so this is Ashley. She's 30. She's a hairstylist, so she's probably completely sane. All right, let's.
She's got nice hair.
I think that she's a knockout. She's got a romper there. Yep. Tank's out.
Nope.
Tank down to the romper.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, really?
How old is she? 33.
Megan, 33. She's lying about her age, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's say I don't like liars. No.
That's a no.
Nope.
No other pictures. Oh, yeah.
No.
She's
no.
definitely 46.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
All right. There's Sindel.
No.
What?
She,
That's ISIS.
I don't know.
She's kind of Steve's type.
What
if he has
one. Oh, did he like
it? He liked it.
Oh, she's depressed. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
Steve's
her
like.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
There you go.
Whoa. Hey.
She's got one photo. So. Oh. She's a hair slayer.
What?
Get it? See what she did?
Hair slayer. Love it.
That girl is clearly a mess. We'll like that one for you.
Ooh, 41.
She's a
there
cute
you go.
41
there you
girl.
Go.
We'll give you a like on that.
Dude, no pictures.
Looking at anything.
Ariel.
Ariel? What happened?
Not that.
What the?
Wait, is that her?
No.
What's up with that?
Yeah, weird pictures.
Steve deserves a girl like this. All right. This girl's kissing a dog.
Totally Steve.
Yep. She's a nurse. She's. You could use the mental health.
She skydives.
Steve, for
I'm
sure.
Out, bro.
All right. What
damn that? It, dude.
You've unlocked super like. What does that mean, Doug?
I have no idea.
All right. There's Krista, 24. She's
Pass.
Nope.
Okay. The jury says no.
Not
I'm out.
Well, what about another photo?
Her sunglasses are too big.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah, that's
nope.
Not for Steve.
She looks like a 10-year-old.
Let's go left.
Out of here. Whoa.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Hey. She's
11. That whoa was two boobs. So
she has 1,100 Instagram posts.
Woof.
Oh, no. Man.
And they're
too
all
much,
the same.
Nope, nope, too much maintenance.
No!
Yeah. Oh!
There you go.
Oh, 28.
Steve is so sad. No, how could you do that? Go left on
no,
the
yeah, that, dude,
yes.
She's a sweetheart, man.
Look, no, you, go
you,
left.
You can tell there is a MAGA hat on top of that purple
Steve
hair.
Steve needs somebody who's, like, mentally yes, stable.
Yeah, she
stable
may or may she not know how to use a spoon.
Hey, I'm looking out for your boy. Steve deserves a good time every once in a
oh,
while.
Oh, no.
Light.
Kurt swiped damn right on a pink hair.
Sometimes you need a little crazy.
One photo girl.
Delonia. Delonia.
She's got a degree in something.
Nope. Tinder?
Dang,
nope.
Steve.
Nope.
I think you'd get along with this old girl.
I think she'd be yelling at me a lot.
Yeah, she would fucking
oh, yeah. No, you should have swiped. Hey, Tank, is that your wife?
Why are they all nurses and hairdressers?
Because they probably work weird hours and they never get to, you know, hang out with their dude.
Mm-hmm, that's
their
exactly
dude.
What it is.
This girl looks like she'd love to co-parent a turtle. So does Jenna. Yeah, there's no info on Jenna.
Yeah,
no.
She looks scared.
Yeah, she does
she's
look
scared.
She's
a machine operator.
She's a machine operator.
Yeah,
yes.
Swipe
yes
right.
Yes.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Kelly.
I don't like
she
that
looks
picture
like no she's from Cable.
I don't like that.
No
picture
teeth? Oh, you don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
no,
like that
no, well. No, no, no. You,
oh, a, there you go. Right, the chick wearing a jean jacket vest.
Yeah, overexposure.
Right. She's also a nurse.
That's a good picture.
Oh, oh, hey, she's God a good time. Whoa,
you know
no
what?
No, no, go right. Yeah, I want.
Wow.
I want it.
Oh, she's cute.
The chick's a welder, dude.
Get the fuck out of here. Really?
That's ISIS. There's no way.
She looks way too sane for you, but let's give it a whirl.
Anna, 24.
Is that a package deal? Who's that dude?
I think that was a girl.
Was it?
All right.
I'm far away. I can't see.
All right.
Hey, this chick's a dietary manager, bro.
Yeah, hell no, that shit ain't happening.
Steve,
you're a project, Steve.
Fuck it.
Dude, she could, dude, you're a resume waiting to happen.
Oh, no, bro. No,
dude, swipe right. Steve needs help.
Dude, swipe I'm looking right up for your health, sure man. I care about you.
We care about you too much to let this happen.
Oh, she looks insane.
She's a child care provider.
Yeah, insane.
She every photo's
oh,
the
she
same.
She's got crazy eyes.
Yeah,
no,
she
no
has crazy eyes for
get
sure.
Get out of there,
Steve. Do you need this in your life?
If she's
run
kids,
while
she's
you can.
Kids
run it, bro. Run it.
Do you like
oh,
kids?
Jesus.
What? Oh,
Kayla.
That was the wrong way to run.
She's no a pharmacy benefits manager.
No, no, I don't no want to have a pill problem. No.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, the classy flip off the camera with your Stena shades on.
That's I am not feeling yeah that. That's dick ass outdoor stuff.
Oh, damn.
Oh, what about that?
Oh,
one?
Oh wait yeah a minute. You got out of there. What is going yeah on here?
This chick might be the chick for you, man.
What's her
she's
story?
She's like, look at my face.
what the hell's her name? Malcolm?
Try not to look at my cleavage.
Yeah. Those
all of that?
You unlocked a boost. What are all these
Kurt
things?
Kurt Senate, dude.
I have no idea. I've never
I play
seen
for keeps
achievements.
Here we go. We're getting rapid.
No,
oh,
Jesus, no.
No, no, God, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh
there,
what?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a picture of straight up boobs.
That was a Snapchat photo because
over her nipples.
I just swiped right on like 12 in a row.
Dude, she's like, there
is
was
there
a
more pictures of that one?
Yeah.
What's
yeah
name?
Dude,
those
that
boobs one. Are,
hey, there were some bangers on there too. Don't,
I went fully automatic Tinder on you.
Those
just now
boobs are 39 years old.
You know that
let's
face is. Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Jesus. That's ISIS for sure.
Hey,
bro,
can you see their 15 top Spotify artists? Oh, here we go. Okay, Jen, 39.
Ooh. Here we go.
Oh, my. This is almost too much, she says. She just loves everyone. Music, pups, Mexican food, summertime.
Summertime?
No, I'm out, dude.
Summertime?
I'm out.
I want to see out her. I want to see her music.
Tank got a Tinder match.
Before you did?
Yeah, yeah. It was my wife.
You want to run that one?
No.
Oh, that's the same girl that we were just
yeah
talking
no
about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, yeah.
Sure,
no,
but left.
No.
How do I do, go down?
I just want to click on it again, I think.
God, we're stuck on Jen.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Make it
yeah
stop.
No.
Nope.
Hey, she's got an American flag, but be careful. Hey, get out of there.
Owner of what?
She's the bartender. You need that in your life. You know what? Rapid fire swipe.
What?
No.
God, tell people what you're doing here. That's a left.
I know.
That is going really
well. It is hard to Tinder and talk on a podcast.
Right? I'm telling you guys. You guys are giving me all this grief.
So, hey, is this message icon up here mean you got a match?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Look at it.
Come on, Steve.
Jamie?
Oh, you know she's rapid firing.
You matched with Jamie 22 minutes ago.
Yeah.
22 minutes ago?
I remember her. Shit?
Come on.
What did we say?
She has pretty eyes.
22 minutes ago, that would have been like right when you set it up.
Yeah.
A girl with glasses.
Insert a funny message below. All right, what's the icebreaker?
Yeah, but if she was a bot, she would have said something to him first, I think.
Yeah, all right, so what's the joke? What's like the classic Tinder joke?
Hey, I'm recording live on a podcast while I check Tinder. Out Tinder.
Or
what
say,
up?
Are we going to bang or what?
Don't say that.
No, come on. You down to hang and bang?
You know what a hang and bang is? And send her a link. Pre-order the t-shirt now.
I don't think you can send links on that shit. Hey, but I'm about to do it, dude. I'm about to do it.
No, don't say that to a girl. That's disrespectful. Yeah,
she's fine.
What? She's make it happen, bro. Don't, like, shoot yourself in the foot off the gate.
Every one of them.
Hey, I'm going to be like, hey, what's the best thing about winter? And she's going to say, I don't know, I'm going to say Christmas. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
What?
I don't know.
Do it.
Dude, you're telling me you don't have
a... No guy has ever started a conversation with her by saying,
what's
hey,
the best,
what's
about
the best
winter?
Thing about winter? Right. So do it.
Oh.
Okay.
It's been Sam approved.
What if he says
it's what?
Christmas?
It's my mic that's popping.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
You're sure of it? Really?
Wow. She's been in here for like...
Getting excited over this whole Tinder deal.
Send it, bro. Sent it.
Okay.
All right, it's sent.
All right, now we can't end this bonus until she responds. This bonus content is going to end up longer than the actual podcast.
Yeah, this shit might go for a while.
I didn't plan for this to be so much fun.
Now we should wrap it up, and then maybe if people like it, we'll do it again.
Well, I want to see if she responds.
Yeah.
It's a push notification. It'll come through.
What'd you say?
I said, hey, what's the best thing about winter?
Is she the one who likes summer? No.
No, because I was hoping it was her. I forgot about that. I'd be like, the fact that it's not fucking summer, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Why are you talking shit to these chicks?
I'm not. Because they're not banging me yet. That's why. Because they don't like me yet. It's the things I do.
Should we end it there? That was fun.
I think we should, dude.
It might not listen very well, but I had a good time.
Oh, dude, this was awesome. People are going to be like, knowing the podcast is over like 50 minutes in, they're like, what did these dudes do for an hour and a half after?
No shit. We gave it away. Yeah, we made it too obvious. All right. I don't have to say anything because this doesn't count.
It's weird.
Steve, give...
Final words.
Give us something to end on and don't be so vulgar.
Hey, ladies, holler at me on Tinder. What's up?
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.